The same AI tooling, two engineering organizations, opposite outcomes. One cut pull request, PR, cycle time 31.8%, while AI-generated code volume scaled 750x over 6 months. Kumar et al., 2025. The other saw PR closure time climb 42%, from 552 to 820 hours, partly from deeper engagement with automated feedback. Shihan et al., 2025. Neither study isolates governance maturity as the causal variable. Both show that AI impact is highly context-dependent. Organization-level workflow, review, and platform conditions are plausible contributors worth measuring rather than assuming away. This post gives that scaffolding as a three-layer model, comprehension, review gate, and observability, with patterns from two production open-source repositories, App2Coder and MCP, Model Context Protocol Comprehension Server, and App2, a GitHub app for automated PR review and security scanning. What is a governance stack for AI-generated code? A governance stack for AI-generated code is not a single tool. It is three layers, each addressing a distinct failure mode that appears when AI-generated code moves from an editor into a shared codebase. Three layers, three failure modes. The comprehension layer provides structured analysis before any code is generated or reviewed. Its failure mode is context starvation, an agent working from raw file bytes with no symbol table, call graph, or AST, abstract syntax tree. The review gate layer combines automated review with human escalation at the PR boundary. Its failure mode is verification gaps paired with reviewer atrophy examined in AI approval gates. The observability layer captures decision provenance across the pipeline. Its failure mode is silent failure with no reconstructable trail, the subject of AI observability gaps. Each layer functions independently. The stack is what their integration produces, extending the accountability layer thesis in AI-assisted development. UC Berkeley's multi-agent system failure taxonomy, MAST, drawn from 1,600-plus annotated traces across 7 frameworks, adds a fourth failure mode. Adding review layers without defined input/output contracts reproduces specification errors and inter-agent misalignment in CI rather than fixing them. Simri et al., 2025. How does the comprehension layer work? The comprehension layer gives agents and reviewers a structured understanding of a codebase before either generates or reviews a line of code. App2Coder, an MCP Model Context Protocol server written in Rust, is a concrete implementation. Structured analysis over raw file reads. App2Coder provides structured analysis across 18 languages, 13 via TreeSitter AST and 5 via structured regex fallback, exposing 4 tools, analyze_directory, analyze_file, analyze_module, and analyze_symbol over a streamable HTTP transport multiple delegate agents share concurrently. An agent receives pre-parsed symbol tables and call graphs directly, rather than reading raw file bytes and rederiving structure on every call. Token cost evidence for this approach, benchmarked against Django and OpenFast, is documented in AI Adoption in Engineering, referenced here rather than reprinted. Comprehension generation asymmetry and why it matters. A survey of more than 1,400 papers establishing context engineering as a distinct discipline identified a core finding. Models process complex input context far more reliably than they produce equivalent long-form output. An asymmetry the survey terms comprehension generation asymmetry, May et al., 2025. App2Coder's structured output exploits this deliberately. An agent receiving pre-parsed AST, call graphs, and symbol tables operates where models are most reliable, rather than generating equivalent structural understanding from scratch. This is reinforced by the Agentic Context Engineering ACE framework, which matches a top-ranked production agent using a smaller open-source model by controlling context evolution rather than upgrading model scale. Q. Zhang et al., 2025. Context management, not model size, is the cost lever both findings point to. How does the review gate layer work? Pull to. The review gate layer sits at the pull request boundary. App2, a GitHub app, implements this layer as configuration as code rather than a mandatory pipeline step. Configuration as code, the opt-in governance model. Configuration enforces opt-in per repository via github/aptu.yml with precise path scoping. Credentials follow a tiered model. Allow listed organizations share managed AI credentials. External installs supply their own or receive HTTP 403. Install via the APTU GitHub app. What the benchmark actually measures. A self-reported internal benchmark compared APTU plus Mercury 2 against raw Claude Opus 4.6 across 6 fixtures, tables 1 to 2. 6 runs, 1 per fixture, directional only, not independently verified. The comparison is architecturally unequal by design. The raw Opus baseline used a generic two-sentence prompt with no schema, rubric, or AST context. The result illustrates the architecture pattern, not a model capability claim. ByteDance's Bits AI CR confirms at industrial scale that purpose-built structured pipelines outperform generic prompting regardless of model choice, Sun et al. 2025. What does the CI/CD harness look like in practice? MeCI/CD enforcement and release attestation are not additional layers. They are the mechanisms that make the review and observability controls enforceable and verifiable. The CI/CD harness is where those patterns become gates, a multi-job pipeline where every gate has a purpose. The CI pipeline, figure 2, has a defined dependency graph. A path filter gates all downstream jobs. Quality and security jobs run in parallel where possible. Notably, the local just lint recipe omits the cognitive complexity flag CI enforces, meaning CI is authoritative. The scan self job runs the same binary twice, once to fail the PR on critical and high findings, once to write a permanent serif, static analysis results interchange format record to code scanning, code complexity as a first, class 101 gate. The check job, code snippet 2, enforces the cognitive complexity lint on every PR. D warnings promotes every clippy warning to a hard error, so a function exceeding the complexity threshold fails the PR exactly as a failing test would, rejecting hard to reason about code regardless of who wrote it. Teams adopting this pattern should be explicit about the local CI gap, or developers may believe they passed locally when only CI enforces it. Dual mode security scanning. Shift left and persistent record, two workflows handle security scanning with the same binary but different outputs. PR scanning provides transient, diff-scoped feedback. A separate post-merge scan writes to code scanning for a permanent queryable audit trail. The AI review step operates on structured scanner output, not raw diffs, consistent with the Tier 1 boundary in AI augmented CI/CD. AI analyzes linter and scanner JSON, never untrusted code directly. This is the shift left plus persistent record pattern with supply chain provenance, as argued in AI supply chain attack vectors, local guardrails, the pre-CI line of defense. Local hooks are one enforcement point. A more complete guardrail pairs them with a recipe and an agents.md file. Goose validates its own pipeline by running goose run recipe goose self-test.yaml before any release. Its agents.md defines contribution invariants every agent inherits. The AppTu repository takes a CI authoritative approach. A just check recipe approximates the CI gate locally, and CI is the authoritative enforcer. Both patterns are defensible. Local guardrails reduce what CI has to catch, and CI enforces what local discipline cannot. For the structured handoff chain that makes decisions reconstructable, see Orchestrating AI Agents, a sub-agent architecture. How does the attestation chain close the loop? The comprehension, review, and CI layers converge at release time. The attestation chain is where the evidence chain linking each artifact to its source, build, and required approvals is sealed. From commit to release, a named human at every step. The AppTu repository's AI_policy. MD, its machine-readable policy manifest enforced by CI, states, this policy is backed by enforced controls, GPG signed commits, Developer Certificate of Origin, DCO, Required Code Owner Review, SLSA, Supply Chain Levels for Software Artifacts, Level 3 Build Provenance, and OpenSSF Best Practices Silver. These are not decorative. They ensure that a named verified human is accountable for every change that reaches users. Each control maps to a named CI gate. A verify tag signature job blocks lightweight or unverified tags before release runs. Code owners enforces reviewer accountability, and an isolated reusable workflow produces SLSA Level 3 provenance, 2 independent signatures per release artifact. Each release artifact carries 2 signatures with distinct verification properties, cosign writes to a public transparency log, and GitHub native attestation produces a queryable SLSA provenance predicate, Figure 3. A user downloading any release binary can verify that the artifact matches what the CI build produced and that the signing event was publicly logged, addressing the risk covered in AI supply chain attack vectors. How should engineering leaders measure the stack? Engineering leaders should measure the governance stack with provenance-backed KPIs, not raw AI activity metrics. 2 studies that appear contradictory resolve once governance scaffolding maturity is accounted for. Reconciling the METR and enterprise longitudinal results, a 19% measured slowdown, Becker et al. 2025, and a 31.8% cycle time reduction, Kumar et al. 2025, are not contradictory. METR measured experienced open source contributors working in their own repositories with early 2025 tooling. Kumar measured a mature in-house platform over a full year with adoption ramp-up and later models. Both scaffolding maturity and tool generation explain the gap. Neither study isolates either variable. The direction is consistent. Governance infrastructure compounds over time. 4 KPIs that require provenance, not just metrics. 4 observable KPIs track the stack's effect rather than the technology's raw output. Each requires decision provenance, the AI observability gaps pattern of event-level logs reconstructing who reviewed what, with what context, and what the outcome was. A minimal event record covers the essentials, PR underscore ID, actor decision, context underscore tokens, cost underscore USD timestamp. Without that infrastructure, these become lagging indicators no one can act on. Vendor-cited leaderboard scores are directional signals, not procurement criteria. S-Ethdoe Bench Pro shows frontier models reaching at most 23% success on long-horizon tasks against 70% plus on the prior easier benchmark, Deng et al. 2025, precisely the governance gap these KPIs are designed to surface. The KPIs also surface 2 organizational shifts worth tracking. Real-world productivity gains typically run 5 to 15%, not 10x, get DX 2026. Results can be higher in bounded workflows with explicit measurement, and the bottleneck moves from code production to specification quality and reviewer capacity. Planning sessions should shift time from task estimation to problem framing and output contracts. These 4 KPIs are scoped to the governance stack. Burnout and adoption signals belong to the program layer covered in AI adoption for engineering leaders. Where does the governance stack go next? Engineering leaders should instrument decision provenance, cap automated iteration depth, and track cost per resolved pull request before expanding AI code generation volume. 3 concrete steps for engineering leaders. First, instrument before automating. Deploy decision provenance observability along the AI observability gaps pattern before expanding AI code generation volume, since the KPIs above depend on that infrastructure existing first. Second, gate iteration depth. Enforce a bounded refinement cap, for example 3 cycles of LLM-only iteration in CI before a change is promoted to human review. Security degradation research documents a 37.6% increase in critical vulnerabilities across 5 iterative AI refinement rounds and recommends human validation between iterations, Shukla et al. 2025. Add the cap as a hard CI failure condition, not a cultural norm that erodes under deadline pressure. Third, price the stack explicitly. Track cost per resolve PR over time. Absolute cost will fall as inference costs decline, Gundluck et al. 2025, but the value of review discipline embedded in the stack will not. The governance stack is the scaffolding, not the tax. AI code tooling is not the variable. The governance scaffolding is. Before expanding AI code generation volume, confirm 3 conditions. Decision provenance is instrumented. Automated iteration is capped at 3 LLM-only cycles before human review. And cost per resolve PR is tracked over at least 30 days as a baseline. Leaders who can answer yes to all 3 can scale with evidence. Those who cannot are scaling risk.